Praise be to God forevermore. You can comfortably take your seats even in this place. We've got a few moments. I want to quickly get through these notes. I won't be using those props, so thank you. I want to say thanks to my wife for painting them and Dini. But man, like I said, ain't no prop like the Holy Ghost, man. Man, come on. The Holy Ghost comes in and just takes over. Praise be to God. If you turn with me to Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Thanks, Uncle Jen. You're bringing them out anyway. But anyway, come on, let's give it up, Uncle Jen, everybody. It's all right, Uncle Jen. You can leave them here at the back. Thank you. That's all right. Thank you so much. Here we go. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. It says this. And he said to all, if any person wills to come after me, let him deny himself, disown himself, forget and lose sight of himself and his own interests. Refuse and give up himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Cleave steadfastly to me. Conform wholly to my example in living and if need be, in dying also. The question I have for you today is this. Are you ready? Are you ready? Right now in the comment section, I want you to make it personal and say, and I'll put that in the comment section and say, am I ready? Ask yourself that question right now. Am I ready? You see, are you truly ready to be used by God in this hour? Are you truly willing to set aside who you are, who you were, to take up all He is? You see, many times, and for the sake of this illustration, I want to show you something. We're to take up our cross how many times? Daily. You see, God only expects us to take up our cross, not anything else. You see, those props that I had at the back were the past. The props that I had at the back there were things that we take up instead of our cross. Were things that take up, that we choose to take up instead of the Word of God. But you see, today I believe that even as we were in this time of worship and as we were seeking the face of God, that you chose to abandon your reputation. You chose to abandon what you know. You chose to abandon those reservations, those hesitations that you once had. And you said, Lord, I'm abandoning all I am to take up my cross. Because you know what is your cross today? In this hour is the Word of God. It's your conviction of this Word. Knowing that if God has said this in His Word about me, knowing that if God has spoken this Word to me, that's what I believe. That's what I choose to live my life by. You know, someone asked me the other day, they said, Jade, I've just been experiencing so much resistance. I've been experiencing resistance in every area of my life. In every time I think I'm stepping out in faith, I feel like I'm taking 5 steps back. And they said to me, what do I do? What do I do? I've done it all. And immediately in my spirit leapt something. You know, when you have the Word in you, when you choose to take up your cross daily, that it's not just a once-off thing, that you're transformed by the renewing of your mind every single day. Immediately from the inside of me, the Lord said to me, Jade, having done all, stand. I want you to stand up on your feet right now and all across this place. And I want you to make a prophetic declaration with me, a prophetic act. You see, when you think you've stood, when you think you've been through the most, when you think you've done all that you can do, when you think that it's right now, it's the end of the line, and you're at a hopeless place of despair where there's nothing left to do. And all you have left is to take up your cross. Right now, I want you to get your feet ready. Because having done all, stand. Having done all. And right now, do it with me. Having done all, stand. Having done all, stand. Having done all, stand. And as you're standing, you're tramping on the head of the devil that once stopped you and your family. You're tramping on the head of the devil that once stopped you. In the name of Jesus. Having done all, one more time. Stand in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. You see, are you ready? The question is this. And as I was preparing for this, I was seeking the face of God. And this week has probably been, if I were to rate weeks of difficulty in my life, this would be one of the most difficult weeks of my life, where I experienced resistance. Or I mean, I thought, my goodness, could any other weapon be formed against me? Could any other weapon? I don't know if I'm the only one that has ever experienced this before, where you're like, man, can anything else happen? Can anything else that could possibly be bad happen? And anyway, I was looking and I thought to myself, you know what, God, having done all, stand. Having done all, stand. And I was seeking God, and I said, Lord, what is it that people should be ready for? And the Lord said to me, Jay, there's only two things that they should be ready for in this hour. Two things. Get your notes out and get ready to receive these in the next few moments that I have with you. Because I tell you, this will be your story as the path, catch this, of those who remain ready, who are not getting ready. See, too many times we find ourselves getting ready. We need to live ready. We don't know when Jesus will return, but I tell you what, He's coming back soon. Two things to be ready for. What must I be ready for? The first one is this, is the call. The call. The call. You see, you have been anointed and have been appointed for such a time as this. You have been set apart by God to be used in this hour. And sometimes people will not understand your calling. Sometimes people will criticize your calling. Sometimes people will even say to you, are you sure you're even called? And sometimes the loudest voices that shout the most are your voices in your head. You see, in Isaiah 61, I want to read this to you because, again, as I was preparing for this, the Lord said to me, Jay, my people must recognize that I have anointed them. I have set them apart for such a time as this. Because Isaiah 61 says this so beautifully. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. Catch this. And I need you to receive this revelation, because even as I was preparing for this, the Lord said to me, Jade, the next verse is so profound, because we live in a society that seeks to be accepted, that seeks to be approved, that seeks the stamp of approval from the world. No longer will we seek the approval of the world, because Jesus Christ is building His church and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Are you ready? In verse 2, it says this, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. You see, I'm not here to be accepted. I'm here to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. I said we are not here to be accepted. We are here to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And you know, when you live ready, it doesn't matter who chooses to disapprove of you or not in the world. You know that you're ready because you want to bring glory and honor to the Most High God. How can you have too much of something that pleases God, i.e. faith? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 verse 6. He that comes to Him must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You see, when you have faith that catch this, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of you. That same Spirit of faith now lives on the inside of you, assuring you and securing you a life of victory, which makes you an harasser of the devil wherever you go. But you have to choose, hey, I'm called by God. Whether you approve of it or not, whether the world accepts it or not, the call means too much to me. That's why, I, like I said, everything happened this week. Just last night, stuff was happening in my home. But I chose. I believe what God's word has said. And whatever the world is saying, whatever the devil is doing, is still subject to what God has said in His word. You have to take your call seriously. You only have one shot at it. You only got one shot to not miss that chance. You see, in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, and you can just write these verses down. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, put it in the comment section on Facebook. It says this, for we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made us ready to live. You see, God has prepared it all. The thing is this, are you right now ready to live in that reality? Are you currently living in that reality? Are you fulfilling the call of God upon your life? Or do you say, Jade, I think I've missed that call. Jade, I don't even know what His will is for my life. His will is His word made flesh. His word is His will in print, which is the word of God. You see, you will never know the call of God if you don't know the word of God, because that is who Jesus is. And if you want to see and hear His voice, He still speaks today by His word. The second thing to be ready for. And this one here, as we were worshiping, I just began to weep because I began to see people that have been disobedient to the call not fulfill this next function. The second thing to be ready for is this, the soon return of Christ. The soon return of Christ. You see, too many of us, we have this thing where we defer off of holiness for sometime in the future. We defer, you know, I can live for the vibes right now, but you know, Jesus, I don't know when He's coming back, but I'll get ready. You cannot get ready when you hear the trumpet sound. You have to be ready. And I know that tonight there are people in this place and that are watching right now that are ready. Shout, I'm ready. It says this in Matthew 24, verse 42. It's the same text where in the early portions of that text, it says that nation will come against nation, brother against nation, brother against brother. And there'll be wars and rumors of wars. We are living in very interesting times, next generation. We are living in very interesting times. This is not a time to get ready. This is the time to be ready. Matthew 24 verse 42 says this, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. And this is why when we did the prayer of salvation, and maybe you didn't even come to the front. See, Jesus is not a way, He is the way. That means there's no other way but through Him. That means there's no other way. And so many times we say, I don't know which way to go. The Bible says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. When you follow the way, you don't know. You don't need to know which way to go when you follow the way. How do you follow the way? Jesus was the Word made flesh. If you want to know the way to go, open up your Bible, child of God. See, I know this for myself, that every single day we get to minister to schools. We get to minister in schools all around Buffalo City. And it's been a serious conviction of my heart as well to not get comfortable preaching the same thing. You know, you go to places and you preach the same thing because it's inside of you. And the Lord said to me, Jade, every time you set foot into that school, every week you set foot on those premises, those school premises, people are coming with an expectation, a hunger to hear something fresh from me. And if you're carrying stale bread, nobody enjoys stale food. Catch this, God is watching over His word to confirm it and to perform it. His word is alive and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword. But what I want you to recognize is today is this, is that God is constantly speaking, but are you listening? Are you opening up your word every single day and eating upon that word, feasting? He sets before you a table. He sets it before you. But will you get to a place of saying, Lord, I'm feasting at your table. I want to hear what you have to say to me from your word today. I stand here today humbly submitted and committed to His will, humbly submitted to the will of the Father. And I can speak so boldly because I had to go to a place where I had to shut the door away from everyone else, away where nobody saw, where nobody sees the tears that I cry, where nobody sees, where only God sees, where only God knows, where only God can do what only He can do on the inside of me. You see, you could say, Jayla, how do I get ready? What do I do? How to be ready in this hour? Write these things down. Write these down. Even in the comment section, put them down. I'm going to give them to you quickly. The first thing is this, is to return to Christ. Return. Return. You know, when you go on a long journey away from your current residence where you were staying and you return, you have to journey back. You have to go back. Some of you have departed. Some of you have, maybe you've been distracted, so you've taken a few steps away from God. The Bible says, draw near unto me and I will draw near unto you. Jesus has not moved. God has not changed. For he is the Lord our God. Our change not. He changes not. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. He's not moved. It's time to return to Christ. See, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Shall humble themselves. It's time to humble yourself today and return to Christ. That means put aside those relationships. Put aside those friendships that are taking you away from Christ. Put aside those friendships that are causing you to conform to culture. Put aside those things right now in your life, the sin that you keep on dabbling in, the stuff that keeps on robbing you of the fullness of God in your life. It's time to return to Christ. The second way to be ready, and this one again convicted me because I had to do some thorough introspection of my own life. I had to look at my life. Just because I stand on this platform, catch this, this is a holy altar. There's a reason why we are presented with this opportunity to arrest the devil on continents at once. And that's why you can hear the gospel wherever you are today, even in this place, because this is a holy altar. How to be ready? The second one is this, is repent. Repent. We know that people came up here and gave their lives to the Lord. But whatever it is in your life right now, that secret sin, that thing that is robbing you, pride. I feel that in my spirit. There's someone watching right now, and pride, even in this place, pride. And it's low key. It's something that you think, I can deal with this. It's low key, but it's pride. Pride makes you an enemy of God. God resists, catch this, he resists the proud and he gives more grace to the humble. Acts chapter 3 verse 19 says this, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, so that times of refreshing may come from the Lord to you. You see, it's never too late to repent and return to Christ. See, if you believe that there was a resurrection, you need to believe that there'll be a soon return. If you believe that there was a resurrection, you need to believe that there'll be a soon return of Christ. And the only way to be ready for that is to repent and be ready and be in a position of, Lord, I'm humbly submitted to you. The third thing is this, is recognize and receive. Return, repent, recognize and receive. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of all our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. He will forgive you of all your unrighteousness if you are just willing to humble yourself and confess your sins. And just release those things that are holding you back from the fullness that God has for you. See, Jesus is coming back. Are you ready?